Call received from Home Care Agency.
Mimi speaking. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Good morning. How can I help?
Yes, I'm trying to find out. Are you guys located in Hattiesburg?
Which county?
Yes, because I'm trying to find out my wife's caregiver, I'm trying to change it for somebody else, so I need to, I'm trying to find out where, she told me it's somewhere in Hattiesburg, but I don't know how the number, and I don't have the number for the coordinator.
Yeah, sure, I'm happy to help. Where in Hattiesburg do you, like, which county do you live?
I live in Lancaster, PA.
Lancaster, PA. And the county?
It's Lancaster.
Oh, okay, yes. So I'm happy to help you. So who needs the services? You, your wife?
No, we don't need no services. I have a caregiver, which is our daughter, that I want to hire. So
you want to hire your daughter?
No, fire. No, I want to fire like that.
Oh, okay. So your daughter is a caregiver?
Yes. Her daughter.
Oh, her daughter.
Yes.
And you want to fire her?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, I want to know if you guys, I'm in your system, so you guys can provide me with another caregiver. That's what I want to know.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'll tell you, do you know the agency's name?
I don't know the agency because I don't know too much about that information. So she's the one who knows. And I guess she don't want to tell me because, you know, she don't want to. But, you know, I need to find out how can I find that person, that coordinator.
Okay, so let me tell you, we are a home care agency. I'm not sure you're looking for our agency or maybe a different one, but if your wife needs a new agency and a new caregiver, I'm happy to help because that's what we do.
Okay. So how would that work with her in the middle?
I can speak to her.
Speak to who?
To your wife.
My wife is here, but like I'm trying to say, you speak to my wife, but what's that gonna do? Because I'm the one who take care of her because she had a seizure on 2022.
My daughter got
the caregiver. But she has so many stuff, so many excuses with the kids that she got to take the kid here. I don't got no car, you know, so I got to miss my work to bring her now in appointments. So, you know, I need somebody to be there, you know.
Oh, okay. So I'm happy to help you with that because you want me to help you with a caregiver? A new caregiver?
I already have one.
Who is the caregiver? The daughter?
Yes.
But you're saying that you want to fire her, like she's not so reliable.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
Do you want me to send you someone from our agency, or maybe you want to hire someone else?
No, I mean, the faster that you guys can do it, the faster it's for me.
Yeah, okay, so let me see. What's your wife's name?
Ilsa, Ilsa, I-L-S-A.
I-L...
S-A.
Okay. And her last
name? Niranicha Y.
Okay.
And then Perez. P-E-R-E-Z.
Okay. And her date of birth?
12/29/73.
Okay. Let me check. Which insurance is she with?
She got Aetna, and she got the welfare one. I think it's PA HealthNet or UPNC.
Okay, let me check for you. How many hours?
Well, it's from Monday to Friday. The one that she has from 7 to 3.
Okay. Do you know how many hours in total per week?
I don't know the total. It's 7 to 3 from Monday to Friday.
Let me check. Let me check for you. 1 second. You said what? How many from Monday?
From Monday, look, I'm going to give you a number. And you can call her and she can give you all that information, okay?
Whose number is that?
The one that got the information. Or do you want me to give it to you?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
717.
717. Mm-hmm.
That way you can know the agency that she works with. Hold on, let me get her number here. Okay, if I can get a number here. Okay, her number is 717-203-7629.
And what's her name?
Yesenia.
Yesenia. And who is she?
The that's her daughter. That's the one that...
Oh, this is the
daughter? No, that's the daughter, yeah.
Okay, what do you want me to tell her that you want a new caregiver? Like, does she know?
Yeah, she knows, but, you know, like, I want her to give you the information. That way you can go straight out, or we can do it, you know, like this, or, you know, I can give you the insurance and all that information.
Right. Okay, give me a second. I'm happy to help you. 1 minute. Okay, so I see here, and you said every day, Monday through Friday, from what time?
From 7 to 3.
7 to 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So about 8 hours? Every day?
Yeah, 7 to 3.
Okay. 8, 10. Oh, that's like 40 hours, yeah? About?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay, no worries. And what's your name?
My name is Jose Landron. Okay.
Are you guys legally married?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I thought maybe you want to be the caregiver, but if you're legally married, you're not allowed.
Yeah.
All right. And what is the home address? Where do you guys live?
377.
377.
Beacons. Drive.
Beacons Drive. Lancaster. PA. Okay. Let me see. When do you want a caregiver? How soon? Today? Tomorrow?
As soon as possible.
Okay, wonderful. I'm going to work on this right now. Okay. Let me check if my intake team is available to speak to you.
So how is this going to work? Because, I mean, you guys got to get paid. So how would you find out?
How it works is I would need to speak to the service coordinator from UPMC. Do you know who that is?
I don't know. I don't know if it's Carita or it's, which one do you have? Hell.
Because if you know who the service coordinator is from the insurance.
No, she don't know. That's what I told you. You got to call Yesenia so she can give you that information.
Okay, so let me give her a call, okay? She speaks English?
Yeah, she speaks English.
Okay, I'm going to call her, okay? And I will let her know that I spoke to you, and we'll be happy to help you out. It's an easy process, so don't worry about it. We'll help you out with getting her a new caregiver and as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. So give me a call back.
Sure. I will. No problem. And look out for a call from Family First.
Family First?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, perfect.
I wait for your call.
Okay, amazing. Okay, bye, Jose. We'll be in touch. Bye.